Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and library user, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is The Library. It's not just books. I casually mentioned that I was at the library the other day, and the person I was chatting with looked at me and said, "The library? Why?" They seemed genuinely surprised that I would voluntarily go. I could see they thought the library was somewhere you went as a kid only because somebody made you. My conversation companion said, "Can't you just download books now?" "Of course I can, but the library is not just books." In many neighborhoods, the library is a community center. It's where mothers bring their little ones for story hour. It's where immigrants go for classes to learn English as a second language. It's where people who are unemployed go for job training and to search the web for work. The library gives senior citizens a close and accessible place to go and not be homebound. And yes, the library is still where kids go after school to do their homework, getting research help from the librarian when they need it. It's not just books. Depending on resources, the library is the hip, hot, and happening spot. I'm dead serious. Have you been lately? The library is a repository of knowledge and a curator of culture. It has workshops, readings, movies, and concerts for kids and adults free of charge. Say it with me. The library. It's not just books. Well, technically, it's not free either. We pay for it with our tax money, which is why it's infuriating when the community is threatened with library budget cuts, staff layoffs, reduced hours, and branch closings. Politicians and library advocates do this budget dance every year. How about next year we don't and say we did? I'll see your unsustainable sports stadium that only a handful of people want and raise you a fully staffed, stocked, and extended hours library branch that everybody can use. It's easy to think that the internet and easy access to information has replaced our need for a neighborhood library. It hasn't. Don't assume everybody has a Kindle or an iPad with affordable cloud access. They don't. But if you do, the library lets you download books, music, and movies 24 hours a day. It makes my unabridged audiobook addiction affordable. Sure, I can order them instantly from Audible and Amazon, but it's hard to beat free. So you don't have to physically go to the library to enjoy what it has to offer. But when you do, you're not stepping into some old and dusty book mausoleum cut off from the outside world. The library has Wi-Fi. Free Wi-Fi. Not just books. As you can see, I'm biased. I was the little kid my mom took to story hour. I was the teenager who hung out at the library with my friends after school. Did I ever kiss a boy in the stacks? Absolutely. And if you haven't, I highly recommend it. Hell, I hope I get to do it again. What's better than literature and love? I've gone to workshops, jewelry making classes, and most recently, my library's Mac Monday classes helped get me up to speed on my MacBook Pro. I've even done stand-up comedy shows there. So yeah, that's why I still go to the library. And someday, I might be the senior citizen who shuffles down to my local branch, sits in a comfy chair by the window, and watches the little ones listen to the children's librarian read them a story. Because the library is not just books, but that's where it starts. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, comic, and wannabe librarian a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will be.